Episode 2987, Health is a Choice.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you are ready for something extraordinary to happen. It is Health and Wellness Wednesday, and you know what? You matter. And sometimes we can get lost in all the stuff that's happening in our everyday, but if you don't have your health, you don't have wealth. You truly don't. You can have everything under the sun, but if you're not healthy, what's going to happen? Health is a choice. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, I'm sure you've heard we've partnered with pray.com. You can go over there every Tuesday. We have our TV show happens live at 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. We would love to see you over there. There's a lot of incredible people over there, so make a jump over there. It's pretty extraordinary, honestly, something that we are working through and learning and growing and how we can serve all of you. And when I mean all of you, meaning your whole body, right? Your whole mind, your whole spirit. And with that, you know, it's health and wellness. And we just can get so distorted, our mind, how we see things. Healthy living doesn't have to feel like a sacrifice. If you can look at it from a different perspective, you may surprise yourself. Health is a choice. You know, it's interesting. We can look at our lives in so many different ways, right? What one person sees as an excuse is a blessing to someone else. Recently, I dove headfirst, really mouth first, to do what my body really needs from me, no sugar. And that no sugar applies to added sugar or unnecessary carbohydrates. So even if it's something that I think is good for me, I still limit myself because as we know, right, sugar is a culprit for many diseases like heart disease. And if we want to live the best life and we want to fulfill God-sized dreams here on earth, then we've got to be healthy to do that or we're not going to make it. We just aren't. And it's important to understand, too, of where we're getting our sugar. So me personally, I was like, I've got to change something here. And I've done this before, but the last few times I did it, I was like, kind of going back and forth. I was like, yeah, I can do this. Yeah, I can't. So this time, I actually connected it to Lent. And that was my personal thing. So I'm on the road right now. And so I'm recording not in my studio, but still coming to you. And I'm actually in Hawaii. Yes, believe it or not, I am there. I came to surprise my mom and my sister and my niece. And boy, was it a surprise. It was so much fun. I'm still a little bit dragging on being awake, but we're going to work through this. And so give me a little grace. But I really wanted to come to you with the whole idea that you don't have to pick and choose. It doesn't have to be a sacrifice to live healthy. You can enjoy what you're doing and still live healthy. But I think a lot of us have this thought in our head because we failed so often that if it's a no, then it's like no, and we're never going to be able to go back and try that food or have it. Now, obviously, there are some situations and some circumstances that, you know, if we're allergic to something, yeah, you may not ever be able to have that food. But for the most part, you might be able to have three bites, but not the whole cake. You know what I mean? So if you want to live a vibrant life, you have to choose wisely. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Choose wisely. And that's what I decided for me personally. So yes, going back at Lent, at the beginning of Lent, I was like, you know what? I need to do something. And I need to do something that is not only honoring God, but also honoring my health and my body and what I need to do. And so I chose to remove unnecessary sugars. And that also includes added sugars, any sugar found in processed foods, and even reducing the amount of natural sugars I eat and the timing I eat it. So when I eat it, do I eat it at night? Nope, I do not. I eat it in the morning, preferably before noon. And even then, I don't eat a lot. I'm very, very specific. I eat more berries than I do anything else. It's just because how my body is. It's just so sensitive. And now, understand, that's me. So why can't we be intentional and wise? Have you ever asked yourself that question? I mean, if you're looking at your health, can't you live a great life and be healthy, but make intentional, wise choices? I think you can. But we tend to live more with our excuses because honestly, we don't want to change our habits. We like where we sit. And that's not to fault any of us, right? We're looking at our facts, not our feelings here. And so if you're like, okay, I'm open to this, I want you to hear this first. Your health matters. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Your health matters. And with the Lent season here, I decided to make a double commitment, right? One to me and one to God. And I got to tell you, it's so easy to break that commitment, isn't it? I can break it to myself, but to God, well, that's another story. And so I really put the foot down and said, you know what, Christine, you need to do this. You need to be all in. You've done it once before when I was all in, and I was very, very successful. Now I'm over a half century. I fit that half century mark. I am post-menopause, so my body is at a different state and a different level. And I'm like, okay, I need to bring it to the level where I want it to be for the rest of my life. And what is that going to look like? It's going to be much easier for me to do that now than later. Because later means what? More health bills. I don't want that. More hospital visits, more doctor visits, more copays. And then what happens when I get too old? Will I have the resources that I need in order to take care of myself? I want to take care of myself now, figure it out now, and not wait. And so that's where I really found myself. So I'm traveling right now. Yes, over the ocean. And it's interesting. We went out for the first night, and I'm very, very cautious of what I'm eating. But man, I had this beautiful salad. And it was gorgeous with this grilled chicken that just like sizzled in my mouth in the positive way. I enjoyed every bite of it. Was I upset that I couldn't have the pancakes with fresh whipped cream and a little bit of chocolate and all? No. Yes. Would I have loved to have had that? Yes. But you know what my body would have said? Christiane, that's it. You've done me in. And I would have been miserable for 2 or 3 days. Is that really how I want to spend my time here on the islands? I don't think so. So in looking at all of that, I made a wise decision. You got to choose wisely in what you're doing. And I know it doesn't always make sense. So I want to break it down for you so you can look at it a little bit differently. And hopefully that will flip a switch for you. Number one, you need to reframe why you can't eat something. What is it? Is it just because you don't need it? Is it a weight loss issue? Is it that it upsets your innards? What is it? Be specific. And when you look at it, it's not about saying, oh, well, I can't have it because of this. It's, I need to do this so I feel like this. Or I need to do this so I can do that. Okay? There's a total difference in saying I can't have something. Just reframe it. Look at it differently. So for example, sugar, right? Man, I don't care if it's apples and oranges and berries, oh my, or if it's waffles and pancakes and danishes, oh my. Either side of those, right? The body sees the sugar as sugar, period. It shows up as carbs. And so I have to figure out, okay, what am I willing to give up or to gain? What is that? So reframe it. Do you want to reframe it as a gain or reframe it as a loss? It's your decision. And it really depends upon what you need. For me, I want to live a long, vibrant life, way over a century. And in order to do that, I'm going to have to make some hard choices now. Because if I wait till I'm actually sick or I'm not really feeling well, I'm not going to be able to make those changes. So you got to start now. So for me, when I look at sugar, I'm like, my body doesn't need sugar. I'm very unique. I mean, I need a little bit of sugar, but I don't need the average person of what they say with the amount of teaspoons. I don't do that. My body is like, whoa. And yes, don't send me emails. I know my body. I've worked with so many people. I've been doing this for over a decade now, working on my body. And it's one of those things where you just have to figure out what's right for you. Remember, one size does not fit all. And when you look at it that way, then you can reframe it specific to you. If you have an issue with sugar too, well, you're not going to necessarily frame it as the way I say it. So reframe it. Figure out what works for you. What is going to be that switch that you can click on that says, I can't do this. Oh, wait, maybe it's not about what I can't, but I get to do this because this is what I receive from it, right? Sometimes it's more gain than it is lost. But you need to figure that out. And that's what's important here. Number two, be specific in your goals. No sugar coating here. Can you tell I want a little sugar? I do. I love sugar, man. Oh, it's delicious. It really, really is. But when it comes to our goals, what is it? What are you going after? Is it 10 pounds? Are you trying to actually just maintain where you're at? Do you want to better your life? Do you want to feel more energized? You know, do you want this extra spark and this jump and you're just feeling like you're dragging all the time? All of these reasons and goals are important. It doesn't have to be a number on the scale. And maybe for you, it's not a number on the scale. It's, okay, I want to fit into this pair of jeans and you're going to work at it till you get there. Great. Try them on once a week till you get closer and closer. Then you can do it like every couple days. But you get to set the tone of your goals. And a lot of times we're just being way too general. And we're like, oh, I want to lose weight. What does that really mean? That means, well, guess what? If it's a New Year's resolution, you're going to fail. Good luck with that. You don't want to step into that. You are now in spring and you're embarking on summer. You want to look good in that bikini? You want to look good in that cute little, you know, trunks that are really tight? Speedos, that's what I'm thinking of. Then you really need to get your act together now, right? Don't wait. And ultimately, if it's something that's long-term, right, and you're looking at your health long-term, then you need to really understand what your body's doing. And this is trial and error. Again, it's not a one-size-fits-all. And finally, number three, measure the facts, not the feelings. Boy, how often we hang out with our feelings. Man, I'm just dragging. I want this. I want that. And it's excuse after excuse. I just want it my way. Well, yeah, you can have it your way. But the next time, it might be 6 feet under. That's just a fact of it. You get to decide. So look at your health from a factual perspective, not a feeling perspective. What I eat and what sugar does to my body is a factual perspective. The feeling of, oh gosh, I got to have it because, oh, it tastes so good. I love the fresh glazed donuts and yeah, I'm already, you know, just salivating. I can't focus on the feelings. I need to focus on the fact. I eat one donut and what am I going to feel like? Well, you're going to be looking like you're 3 months pregnant. You're going to be feeling bloated. You're going to just have your innards just expand so much. And when you sit down, you're going to get your air cut off. Is that really how you want to feel? Nope. Okay. Don't sign me up for that. Not going there. No, thank you on the donut. I'll pass. I'll go get a piece of bacon instead, or I'll go have a piece of fruit, but I'm not going to eat the donut. See what I mean? So reframe, be specific, and measure. Because my friend, your life matters. And without you, there's no way anyone else can do what God has in store for you, what He wants you to do, and what you want to do, right? You've got dreams. You've got goals. You've got a family. You've got people who love you. Don't you want to take care of you so you can take care of others too? So my challenge for you is this. How do you need to choose wisely more often? What does it look like? Do you need to focus more on when you're going out and make wiser, you know, choices? Or like for me right now, I'm traveling and I'm really going to be picky about what I want to try and what enters my mouth. Now, I will confess to this. I did have literally three bites worth of this incredible roll. They make here special here on the islands, which I just absolutely love and adore. And I'm not going to get that anywhere else. That is something that's special here. So I was very, very cautious in what I chose to do and also what I chose to order, because I wanted to make sure that my body would react positively. Because who wants to be down and out for 2 or 3 days when you want to be going out and doing things, right? You don't want to be dragging. So really think about, how do you need to choose wisely more often, and what would that look like? My prayer for you as you go forward to living a healthy life is, may your choices be a reflection of what God desires within you. Don't settle for less than when you are worth more. God's got you. And sometimes our journeys are not easy. But let me tell you, your mess doesn't have to stay a mess. You can get your life together. You can have the health that you want and not feel like it's a sacrifice. Why not live an incredible life and do it just a little bit differently? Go out, choose wisely, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.